The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Season 2, Episode 16 of Ms. and Mrs. And oh my goodness, we should just cut to the chase because clearly we need to be direct and to the point. Because that's what this episode was about. Not really. Totally not really. This episode was all about the baby making or just getting laid. You know, whatever you prefer. I think it was like mating and dating was the title of the episode. But it all goes back to last season or last episodes. Earlier on in the series where Ms. and Maurice were doing their baby reveal for the second baby. And they jokingly asked Mike, you know, well, what do you do if this is a boy? Before they did the gender reveal, and he's like, we're done. And then, you know, well, what do we do if it's a girl? We keep going. You know, again, jokingly, but Maurice knows Miz wants a boy. Because he's a man. He is a dude. And the point is made because the Miz is sitting there getting ready for opening day for baseball. He's watching the Indian spring training. He's talking about how great the team is looking, that this year is going to be their year. And Monroe is sitting there with him, watching the game with him, which is just adorable.
That was great.
And Maurice knows how much Miz wants a boy, but basically, she's done with kids. She doesn't want any more. They've had 2 kids in 2 years. That's a lot on your body, especially for her, because she's had 2 cesareans. And that just takes more out of you, generally, depending on the birth. But yeah, basically, she's done with the kids for right now. Because it's a lot to have 2 toddlers that close together. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
So I can totally see her point, why she's like, yeah, no, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. But she knows, deep down, Miz wants a boy. So we cut to the road where Miz is walking around. He's talking to his mom and he's talking to Marjo and he's talking to Maurice. They're playing in the sandbox with Monroe. And, you know, John Morrison walks up and all of a sudden Miz's mom and Marjo starts hitting on Morrison about how, you know, he can grate cheese on his abs and they want to butter him up. And Miz is like, no, no. No, stop it. And then to make it worse, Morrison hits on Miz's mom, which is just like, dude, no. And then to top it off, when Miz comes home, he's like, hey, can you not like hit on my friends? And his mom is like, yeah, but he gets my juices flowing.
That was so weird.
I mean, good for her. Good for her, because I'm going to be real. Morrison's a snack, okay? If we're going to be completely honest, Morrison is a snack. But yeah, no, it's a little weird when it's his best friend. Just saying. So Miz says, well, if you're that thirsty, go do online dating. We fast forward to another day because there's no good transition for this.
No, there is not.
This is just kind of an awkward transition. And so we're at a family photo shoot. They have stylists there. They have photographers there. Madison, who's 5 months old, is having a fitting. How unreal is that?
That's a little unreal.
They even have little baby gap jeans and everything. It's adorable, yet kind of a little terrifying. So
yeah, it is.
Maurice is getting ready and she calls Miz into the bathroom with her and she shuts the door and he's like, what's going on? Is everything okay? And she's like, no, I'm late. And he's like, wait, like period late? And she's like, yeah, period late, you know? And he's like, well, I don't know how this happened. And she's like, yes, you do. You know exactly how this happened because you can't keep that thing under control. And then he's like, I can't help it that I have healthy swimmers, okay? That I have, like, what did he say? Like, Olympic swimmers?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, just super badass swimmers. And Maurice basically tells him to go to the store and get a pregnancy test and get condoms, but not to tell anyone because she doesn't want anybody to know that she could be potentially pregnant again.
Smart.
Yeah, and then Marjo's like, hey, I want to come too, which is just like crap.
Yeah, that goes against everything he was just trying to do.
So Miz and Marjo hop in the car. She tries to give him a wet willy because they play the game of who can talk the least. They get there because she needs Imodium for the bowel problems. So she goes to get her Imodium, and of course, like, once they get in the store and she goes back there, the pregnancy tests are naturally right there with the medicine because that it's all in one aisle. It makes complete sense. Condoms, pregnancy test, Imodium, right there together.
I mean, so it's a small little grocery store.
It is. It's like, it's almost like a gas station convenience store. That's honestly what it looks like.
It basically was.
It's like a bodega or something. I don't know. He did not go to a store. So once she leaves, he grabs what he needs. He's grabbing all the pregnancy tests, all the condoms. He grabs magnums, which he gets shit for. And then he's like trying to cover it up so Marjo doesn't see, with everything else that he can find. So he's checking out and she walks up and he's like, hey, don't you need like the bigger bottle? And she's like, no, get away from me. Get away from me. And then she looks in his basket and she sees it. She's like, wait, I see what I think I saw. And he's like, crap, and busted. And she pulls out the condom and she's like, Magnum, no way. You? Magnum? No. And he's like, just get in the car. So they race back to the house. Maurice takes the pregnancy test and they wait, because it takes a minute for it to develop. And here's where they play the game. In the confessionals, they're both like, I don't want another kid. Miz is like, I know I said I wanted a boy, but having two girls is more than enough. Like, I'm completely happy.
Yeah.
And Maurice is like, I don't want any more kids. I don't want to get pregnant again. But of course, in the bathroom, they're both happy. They're both excited. They're both like, yes, absolutely. Another kid. Yes. 3 in 3 years. Woo! Let's do this. And then it's negative and they're like, yes.
They were so overjoyed.
Like, it's that scene in The Simpsons where they think Marge is pregnant again, and then they find out she's not, and Homer and Marge high five. It was literally that.
Yeah, it was.
Like, literally that. And then they both come to the realization that neither one of them want another kid. Like, if it happened and she was pregnant, they would absolutely love the baby. Like, no question. But they don't want another kid right now. They both realize that they're happy, that life is good, that Monroe and Madison are more than enough for both of them, and they're solid. So they make the decision. They don't want any more kids. And they're like, okay, all right. So they get the family together and they tell them, hey,
we have something to tell you. And the grandparents are like, yay, another kid. Woo.
And they're like, no, 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 no. We're not having any more kids. And they're like, what? Like, yeah, no, no more kids. And then they immediately go to, so Mike, are you going to get snipped?
And George was like, who's going to carry on them? Is that a name? Ms. Wanted no part of that conversation.
Yeah, it's like, dude. Like, here's the thing. They could have another baby down the line if they wanted to. But I think they have enough going on where it's like, hey, we're good. And even if they don't, they're good. Because here's part of it that they don't really mention is that if they do want to have another kid and they don't want to, you know, she doesn't want to get pregnant, they could go the surrogate route.
They could.
They could adopt. Like, there's any other number of ways that they could have another child if they so desire. But I think they're good to go as they are. And that's their choice. And when George is like, well, but who's going to carry on the Mazana name? They're all kind of like, who really cares?
I just like Marisa's like, I got my stomach cut open twice. You get your dick snipped.
Yeah, it's like when that came up, he's like, wait, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Why do I have to get my dick snipped? And then she's like, I had 2 cesareans. You're getting your dick snipped. End of discussion. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, fair. I mean, she carried 2 children. So, you know, at least you can do is get your dick snipped. Just saying. Plus, it's reversible. It's easier for you to get it undone than it is for her to get her tubes undone. Just saying.
Anyway.
She could also get like one of those permanent or not semi-permanent UTI. Or not UTI, birth control thingies put in, whatever they're called. She could get that too, but honestly, I like him getting his dick snipped better. Less inconvenience for her. So then we go back to the dating profiles. They're looking at them. They've gotten some hits. None of them are wonderful catches. They even get the dude in the fedora who just wants to be every lady's friend. Oh, sir. No. So Maurice is looking at the picture. She's looking at the profiles. They're a mess. And she's like, I'm going to fix this. The only way I know how. We're going to have a photo shoot.
It's the Maurice thing to do.
So all 3 women, Marjo, Mrs. Mom, and Maurice, all get done up. Marjo gets done up like a biker chick. They bring a bike out and like she's really, really like awkward and she's really like stiff because she doesn't know how to model, right? And she's nervous. So she doesn't know, you know, so she's like, I don't know what to do. And Maurice is like, hey, get off the bike.
Let me show you how to do this.
Yeah, let me show you how this is done. So she models on the bike, too, because she's like, if I'm going to go to the expense of doing this, I'm getting pictures done, too. F it. And then for Mrs. Mom, they do like the more 1950s, 1940s homemaker where she's in, I guess, the formal living room in front of this beautiful fireplace vacuuming. And then Maurice is showing her how to vacuum, and you know, Miz calls in the middle of it and he's like, hey, how's it going? And she's like, yeah, it's not going that great, you know, they don't really know what to do. And basically Miz says, pop a bottle, give them a drink.
So those were probably the worst words you could probably have given them.
I don't know. It's kind of a combination of the worst and the best. Because what happens is they pop a bottle. And they get Mrs. Mom and Marjo liquored up. Because they're both cheap drunks. Marjo! And they talk about how Mrs. Mom, when she gets drunk, she loosens up. You know, she has a good time. She starts to have a good time. Marjo just gets insane. And by insane, I mean she got naked. She was walking around in nothing but a belt and panties and boots. And the photographers are like, wait, I gotta get a picture of this. Hold on. And they start shooting Marjo naked at the piano, laying on the couch, all tastefully done shots of her naked. And then Mrs. Mom decides to join in on the fun.
So her line was, it's been a long time since I beat off a man.
And the photographer's like, oh my god! They're drinking at this point.
Yes, very much so.
And so Mrs. Mom proceeds to take off her top, and she's modeling topless to the point that she gets two gigantic watermelons and puts them in front of her boobs. And they're taking pictures of her with the watermelons in front of her boobs.
And at this point in time, Ms. and Monroe show up. And Miz is like, WTF, what the hell's going on?
He freaks out. He's covering Monroe's eyes because he's like, what is going on? Why are you all naked? What happened? And Maurice is like, you told me to get them drunk. No, I told you to give them a drink. Well, this is what happened. Because, you know, it's awkward for him, right? It's his mom. His mom is basically trying to get laid. He's basically trying to help his mom get laid, but it's also his mom, and he doesn't want to think about her in that context. He also doesn't want to think about Monroe in that context, which is fair that, you know, it's hard to, honestly, I think it's hard to think about your parents in a sexual sense because you're raised not to, right? Most people are.
Yeah. Most people are, yeah.
So, you know, the idea of getting your mom a Tinder profile so she can get laid and then having her put a topless picture on there is a little much for some children.
Should be.
So, I get it. I get why he freaked out. But, you know, basically a good time was had by all except for Miz.
Monroe was pounding on the watermelons and then sucking on the watermelons.
They're like, Miz, Monroe likes your mom's melons. I lost it. It's like, no, yes, but no, that's so wrong. So what we also missed, kind of rewinding a little bit because all of this is going on during the the photo shoot, is that Miz goes out with Ryan Cabrera and they're talking about the vasectomy.
And everything that goes on with it.
Yeah. And so Miz Googles it, looks it up, and then Ryan and Miz is like kind of horrified because they give you a local anesthetic. They numb your balls. And then they do the little snip snip. And he's going to have to get a shot. He doesn't know where he's going to get the shot, but he doesn't like the idea of getting a shot. And then Ryan's like, yeah, but think about the recovery time. You'd have like a week to 2 weeks off. Because he's like, my buddy had it done. And he was bedridden for like 2 weeks. And Miz is like, wait. And Ryan's like, think about this. You'd have like a week to 2 weeks off to do nothing. They'd have to leave you alone. So picture you in your theater room doing nothing. When was the last time you did that? And Miz was like, 20 years ago.
On the real world.
And he's like, so what you're telling me is if I get this done,
I can watch opening day.
I could sit in my theater and watch opening day and absolutely nobody would bother me. And Ryan's like, yep, you could milk the crap out of it too. And Miz is like, sold. So as a result, he has a vasectomy reveal party to tell his wife that he's going to have a vasectomy done so they can have no more children.
Who comes up with the idea to have a vasectomy reveal party?
Who guys comes up with the idea to have a dick on a cake?
I mean, that's not a new thing.
That's not a new thing, but they had, like, the penis and balls laying on, like, a green cake
yeah.
with a little cloth over it to cover the penis portion of it to show, you know, basically, hey, look, I'm getting a vasectomy. Lol. I mean, it's fine. Like, it's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, oh, okay. All right. This is kind of strange, but in a good way, because basically Miz is like, you know, you carried the two girls, you had the cesareans, you take care of them, it's perfectly reasonable that I get the vasectomy done. And Maurice is like, damn right, because, you know, she's right.
Mm-hmm.
It should be him. So, and that's where we close, is them cutting the cake, which the knife is dull, so they actually cannot get through the penis that's on top of the cake. It gets stuck.
And he's like, hopefully it doesn't have, the doctor has a stronger knife.
And he's like, oh gosh. Oh golly. Okay, that's unfortunate. But yeah, so I like this episode. I thought it was a cute little episode.
It was different.
It was weird.
It was different, but it worked.
It was entertaining in a good way. Let's put it like that. I mean, you never expected two women who are, what, in their probably late 60s, early 70s to get naked.
That was probably not something you ever thought you would see, but hey.
Although, I will say this, I imagine that's not the first time that's happened for Marjo, where she just got drunk and got topless. I'm gonna throw that out there. I have a really funny feeling that's happened a lot. And for that, I say good on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get it, Mom. Get it. But with that, I think we're done.
We are done. Make sure you check out both recaps of WrestleMania that we've just produced in the last week or so. Make sure you follow us at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms, and wherever you get a podcast.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Stay tuned because episode 17 will be coming shortly. But till then, you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next time. Bye!